Hey, 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 Mr. Manly here with lesson number 584 in How to Be Manly. As it's finally golf season in Northeast PA, I went to a local driving range. I enjoy golf, but as much as I try, I can't seem to break 90 on a good day. And bear in mind, that's on a 9-hole course. But it does feel good getting out in the fresh air. Well, after I finished driving my bucket of balls, I went inside and treated myself to an ice cream cone. That's where I noticed a man and woman talking, and the man saying, "Sorry, Annika, I just can't go," as he walked out. And she was a beautiful woman and was visibly upset. I thought to myself, well, this calls for a little M.O.D., Manly on Demand. I asked, "What's the matter?" And Annika told me she had 2 tickets for the Masters this weekend, including the par 3 competition, reservations made, and he just pulled out. Looking at this ace in the hole, I assured her, I'm not one to put in, then pull out. Rather, I stick it in for the duration. I said, "Let me offer you an ice cream cone." She said, "Nutty Buddies are my favorite." I told her I could certainly provide her with a Nutty Buddy. Then I said, to paraphrase the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, "Augusta, Georgia is my place to be, and may I accompany you?" She said, "You've been very nice, and that would help me out of this bunker, so yeah." I said, "The Masters is an excellent choice, but what draws you to it?" She told me the majesty, the roar of the crowd saying you're the man, the birdies, and how they stroke that putter. Hearing this, I knew I could give Annika the Masters this evening and do so in a manly manner. If you ever find yourself in a similar situation, follow along in your manly manual, page number 584, and repeat after me. Number 1, majesty, look at this. Have you ever seen anything more majestic? Number 2, tonight, you can picture yourself in the crowd as you're roaring, you're the man. Number 3, hey, hey, Annika, you want to make a birdie? Well, though I have the putter for you. Shortly after, as Annika grabs you by your nutty buddies that leave you less majestic, and you're unable to roar because now you just sound like a pathetic birdie as you chirp, Augusta, Georgia is just no place to be. You'll realize just what kind of man you really are. Until next time, this is Mr. Manly, saying be manly, and good day.
Breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
Space junk crashed into a Florida home. The cool thing is it passed right through the hole in the roof left by a Boeing door. Valerie Bertinelli says she's sad that the Food Network isn't about cooking anymore. But I mean, does everything have to be taken so literally? Replied MTV. Morgan Wallen has become the latest country star to open a Nashville bar. He decided to throw his hat in the ring and a chair from the roof.
Making sure breaking news stays broken. Tune in Monday for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
The following rant may cause you to pull your hair out, scream at the radio, punch the dashboard. Complaints should be addressed to loudmouthyambag@rock107.com.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and here's what's got me jacked. People that I call one floors. If you work in an office, you know what I'm talking about. These are the lazy jackholes who ride the elevator one floor rather than take the stairs. And what really galls me is some do it down. Down! I swear I've seen guys with no legs climb Mount Kilimanjaro, and you can't walk a floor of stairs? The laziness is one thing, but you can also count on these one-floorers to do a couple of things to slow everything down. You know these yambags happily wait in the lobby 3 to 4 times longer than it would take them to walk the stairs one floor. But once they get in on the elevator, they move directly to the back of the car, forcing everyone to get out of their way, and then, when it stops on floor 2, 2 seconds later, they fight right back, not realizing they should have just stood by the door. Or they get on and incessantly press the door open button in a brain-dead attempt to close the doors and get us going. What do you think door open stands for, jackhole? Worse than that are the morons who feel they can't wait till they get to their desks to start eating breakfast. No, please, go right ahead and open that greasy, smelly breakfast sandwich and start cramming it right down your tater shaft. I mean, why wouldn't you eat on the elevator? And please try to engage me in a conversation with your mouth full, because I've always felt my shirt needed more half-chewed egg on it. But the absolute worst people are the self-important yambags who block the door from closing because they're finishing a conversation. Hey, this important piece of information can't wait for you to get to your desk and call the guys on the next floor. Thanks, moron. I'm Prospector. I'm for the people. Who's with me? I gotta go crazy, man.
Ever see the crazy guy screaming at the wall outside the Times building?
Where does this rage come from, my son?
Tweet us with hashtag IFoundProspector and we'll come and get him. Prospector, mornings on Rock 107.
You ever feel like strolling after stuff in your face? Well, now there's a cheeky term for that post-feast preambulation. Yeah, good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector and introducing the term fart walk. That's a trend ignited by none other than Marilyn Smith, a gutsy 70-year-old cookbook guru who coined the term on TikTok, fart walk. She's all about the high-fiver life, swears by these jaunts with her hubby to combat bloating, plus it's a sneaky way to get in some low-impact exercise.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And, you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. So sign yourself up for fart walks.
There you go. Get out there and fart walk, right? A GI doctor weighed in and said your fart walks don't need to be even that long. 5-10 minutes can be helpful. Quote, when you are moving, your GI tract is also moving. There needs to be motion to help that food move along. Now, Marilyn isn't embarrassed to talk about her fart walks, obviously, and doesn't think you should be either. She's proud of them. But she does see the humor in forever being known as the fart walk inventor. She's proudly embracing her title as fart walk pioneer and finding humor in the whole affair. So lace up those sneakers and let the laughter and the toots roll. Of course, you got to be damn sure it's only going to be a fart walk.
Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
Three fishermen in Micronesia were stranded on a tiny deserted island for over a week. They were rescued after spelling out the word help in the sand. A United States Coast Guard plane out of Hawaii spotted it on Monday.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
The Masters is back on CBS. Prepare yourself for a week of the image of a golf ball being struck in slow motion, the tee spinning slowly round and round. Whose tee is it? And will they pick it up? Who cares? Because it's the Masters on CBS.
Ladies and gentlemen, grab the kids, call your neighbors, and gather round the radio.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yam Bag of the Week, as decided by you at rock107.com.
We uncover the most baffling, ridiculous, pathetic, cockeyed, laughable, preposterous blunders in the world of misdeeds.
Nominee number one.
If the cops arrested Batman, he could be hit with a litany of charges. Speeding, impersonating an officer, breaking and entering, trespassing, assault, stalking. But DUI probably wouldn't be one of them. But a 42-year-old man in Michigan named Jamal Batman was arrested for DUI last weekend, and it was kind of obvious. Troopers saw an open bottle of tequila inside the vehicle, and there was more. Police said after Batman was taken out of the patrol vehicle at the jail, troopers located a small plastic baggie containing a white powdery substance that tested positive for cocaine where Batman had been seated. Batman was hit with 4 charges, DUI, his third offense, driving with an open intoxicant, possession of cocaine, and driving with a revoked license. He's being held on $100,000 bond.
Nominee number two.
He clearly needed some type of support. A man in Ireland appeared completely nude in court and refused to wear clothes after his emotional support cat went missing during a traffic stop. Joseph Davis, 51, appeared before Judge Marie Quirk at a weekend sitting of Dublin District Court. Mr. Davis was charged with Road Traffic Act offenses of failing to give officers his details and not keeping the car stationary during an alleged incident. Davis entered the courtroom naked with his hands over his private parts, but within seconds he stood with his arms outstretched to argue his case after rejecting the services of a lawyer The judge told him to sit down, but he stood and claimed he'd been stripped and humiliated and demanded an opportunity to speak. The court sergeant informed the judge the man had his property, including his clothing. He just wouldn't put them on. She remanded him in custody, but with bail, and directed medical attention and asked police to find out what happened to his cat, Oliver.
Nominee number 3.
If you watch enough movies, it may seem reasonable to fake your own death to get out of any problems you're dealing with. But there's a lot more to it than just never being seen again. A 39-year-old man in Kentucky named Jesse Kipp has admitted to attempting to fake his own death, and he gave it a lot of effort. He accessed the Hawaii Death Registry System using details of a doctor living in another state and created a case for his own death. He assigned himself as the medical certifier for his own death and then certified it. Amazingly, that did work at first. He was listed as deceased in many government databases. The police say he was primarily faking his death to get out of paying more than $100,000 in child support to his ex. It's unclear how he was caught, but it sounds like he got a little too hack-happy. He was also accused of fraud for opening bank accounts with a false social security number, and he also hacked into business, government, and corporate networks with information he stole from others, and then attempted to sell the access to networks online. Look, maybe it was a slippery slope. If you just faked your own death, you might want to avoid attracting attention to yourself here, right? He could have been sentenced to 30-plus years in prison, but agreed to a plea deal to serve 7 years and pay $500,000 in fines plus restitution. He'll be sentenced later this week.
Nominee number 4.
A 52-year-old man in North Carolina named Walter McCray has finally been arrested after he had a years-long affair with a woman's 2008 Toyota Avalon. Yes, it was a case of mechanophilia, a sexual attraction to machines or vehicles. The victim was an 82-year-old woman. She said several years ago she started noticing strange fluids on or under her car. When she took it in, the mechanic said it appeared to be that someone was doing something to the vehicle. So the fluids weren't oil or gas, they were several types of human fluids.
Ooh.
She tried to put up cameras to see what was happening, but the perp would always move the cameras. Eventually, police put up their own surveillance equipment, and he was finally nabbed after he had a date night with the car on Sunday. After the arrest, the woman said she didn't recognize the man. He was hit with more than 10 charges, including felony stalking, damage to property, and tampering with a vehicle.
And the winner is...
the defendant, who refused to wear any clothes in court after losing his emotional support cat. You, sir, are the Yam Bag of the Week. Keep it here for all the nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, weekday mornings on Rock 107.
Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts Podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.